Carmelo Anthony scored 28 points and won his rematch with Kevin Garnett as the New York Knicks ended an 11-game losing streak in Boston with an 89-86 victory over the Celtics last night. It came 17 days after a verbal clash between the All-Star forwards led to Anthony's one-game suspension following Boston's 102-96 victory in New York. Rajon Rondo led the Celtics with 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. In the NFL, Matt Molson and Michael Grabner scored 2 goals each, and the New York Islanders rallied for a 7-4 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Philadelphia Flyers won their first game of the season 2-1 over the New York Rangers. Elsewhere in the NHL, Buffalo doubled down Carolina 6-3, Montreal bettered Washington 4-1, Ottawa trumped Florida 3-1, and San Jose won against Phoenix 5-3. Checking college basketball scores, second-ranked Michigan beat Purdue 68-53, and 23rd Mississippi bested Tennessee 62-56. In Major League Baseball, Arizona has traded outfielder Justin Upton to the Atlanta Braves as part of a 7-player deal. He joins his brother BJ Upton, who recently signed a free agent contract with Atlanta. The second spot in the men's title match at the Australian Open will be determined shortly. That will happen when second seed Roger Federer plays third seed Andy Murray. The winner will face two-time defending champion Novak Djokovic in the championship match on Sunday. And former Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o has told talk show host Katie Couric that the feelings he had for what turned out to be a fake online girlfriend were real, and he reiterated he had nothing to do with the hoax. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.